Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verses 14 through 17. The blind and the lame approached Jesus in the temple area, and he cured them. When the chief priests and the scribes saw the wondrous things he was doing, and the children crying out in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what they are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes, and have you never read the text? Out of the mouths of infants and nurslings you have brought forth praise." And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany, and there he spent the night. As discussed yesterday, we will review the seven spiritual works of mercy today, discussing the point of surrender when you know you were ordained. When did you finally feel this overwhelming sense that everything you do will be done in the name of Jesus? How did becoming saved send you on a journey that will remain until the day you die? Well, when you look over these spiritual works of mercy, you can't but see the absolute submission to living for Jesus and Jesus alone. The seven spiritual works of mercy are illuminating to one's life because you begin to share what it means to live life eternal, where salvation and redemption are the only thing you live in your daily practice, prayer, and proclamation of seeing Jesus in everything you do. We begin by teaching the ignorant. This is a daily routine of sharing the Word of God, maintaining a daily level of practice where we read and study how to live life in absolute truth and prudence, knowing right over wrong in every situation, and describing the right as the only way to heaven. Teaching the ignorant is all about conducting a dialogue about Jesus and the church he created from the very beginning. Praying for the living and the dead is our next spiritual work of mercy, and it allows us to share our love of God with those who have passed, and those who surround your very environment of life for each and every day. You want these people to know your prayers are constant each day, for we become who we surround ourselves with, and to pray for their well-being is the act of goodwill God calls us all to live when treating others as yourself. An intercessor is someone who intercedes, mediates, advocates, or pleads in behalf of another. Our intercessory prayer is very powerful, for it is our hope that the dead will share our supplications with the Father and the Son one-on-one, giving us a confidence that our prayers are constantly heard, for they come from all directions of spiritual life. Our next spiritual work of mercy is correcting sinners, and boy, can this one be tough. It's hard to tell someone else they are not living right. But if you think about it, wouldn't you want to know how to live right when wrong is an obvious delight? Example, one day I went into the gym to work out and noticed a motorcyclist parking in a handicap zone, the in-between area that seems like a lot of wasted space, but it is not. It is used for people with wheelchairs, and kindly expressed this to the girl parking her motorcycle. I wasn't trying to be rude, just preventing her from getting a ticket, or better yet, preventing someone from getting out of their van. Right can be expressed, but I encourage you to do it politely. Now let's counsel those in doubt. Our next spiritual work is mercy, is counseling the doubt. Counseling those in doubt, this reflects your daily practice. Amen. How much you learn gives you the ability to reflect with those who are in doubt, though this can be seen to get God right in their lives. this who can't seem to get God right in their lives. You overcome this with practice, prayer, and proclamation daily. Then you too can help those with doubt. Now we will help those who feel sorrow. The next spiritual work of mercy is consoling the sorrowful. Prayer is very powerful for those who feel sorrow. When we mourn, we feel such hopelessness and worry that sometimes we can't even function. This is where you come in. Maybe there's a husband who is sick and the wife is your friend. And she needs help in bearing this sorrow. Take her a meal freshly prepared to give her less worry of having to cook. Serve them both and find condolements you provide as a breath of fresh air. Next, spiritual work of mercy is bearing wrongs patiently and forgiving wrongs willingly. Wow! Do we have to? Seriously, someone wrongs you. You want to beat them up, right? Certainly not forgive them. But yes, the most powerful way of knowing redemption is to forgive those who have wronged you and bear these wrongs with love, faith, and hope of His grace and mercy. Remember, Jesus said if you don't forgive your brother and sister their sins, then your heavenly Father will not forgive yours. To enter the kingdom of heaven, one must forgive from the heart and forgive completely. Look at St. John Paul II. He was shot by a man who almost died, but forgave him face to face, offering hugs and prayers to his shooter. The bullet which was taken out of his body is now in the crown of Mary at Fatima, Portugal. Yesterday they celebrated Our Lady of Fatima there, and that very crown with his bullet was on procession. Our Lady of Fatima, please pray for us. Forgive, bear wrongs patiently, console, counsel the doubters, correct the sinners, pray for the living and the dead, teach the ignorant. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for all mothers today on Mother's Day. We wish my beautiful wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, and all the mothers of the world a happy Mother's Day today. We pray for all of those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Loreen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life, as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 21, with verses 14 through 17. I've got a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, He Knew He Was Ordained. Area temple, Jesus approached, lame and blind cured, things wondrous seen by scribes note, priest chief witness crying children procured, singing David's son highest Hosanna day, indignant the religious became, you hear what their proverbs say, don't you have any shame? Sacred text read, Jesus said true, he did not complain. Praise forth brought nursling and infants too, he knew he was ordained. Bethany city went, Hosanna rest pursue, night he spent, nothing they could do. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's May 14th, 2023. Recording this morning at 5:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. And I close today at 10:59 in the name of Jesus. 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 May God bless you, and happy Mother's Day. God bless to our good friends, John and Marie.